Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to The Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the good brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? For starters, drink some water. Secondarily, rate, review, and subscribe to my program. Last but not least, if you'd like to email me at goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, that is goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. So I know, I owe y'all an explanation. Where you been since your birthday? What you been doing? Come on, brother, you got a fucking show to run. We out here fucking subscribe to you. We're trying to listen to you. We supported you via Cash App, and you're just gonna leave us hanging. Well, everyone, I'm here to give you an update. I'm here to tell you that I'm back on deck, and I'm back to getting into a nice little groove, but my fucking time went out of sorts. So, before I get into what I was doing in my birthday, well, for my birthday, I should say, I should tell you that since my birthday, I've been catching up on sleep, and then every waking moment that I have, like, you know what, let me fuck around, let me record real quick, I just end up doing something else. Like, fucking, I get a call somewhere, I'm asked to hang out. I'm outside way longer than I anticipate. Then the next day, the moment I wake up, I got shit to do. So I'm not giving excuses, I'm just providing clarity. I do apologize for taking this long, but it's like the moment it comes to me, like, man, let me fuck around, let me just go record real quick. The moment I get the time, I'm fucking asleep, or I'm watching something, or just a bevy of things that shouldn't be an excuse, but it doesn't feel like an excuse as it's happening. Even right now, I carved out some time to ensure that I can have something to y'all by Wednesday morning. And then I'm going to get back to regular scheduled programming Mondays and Fridays, or at the very least Mondays. So, as far as my birthday is concerned, I have to tell you what went down. So, as I went into great detail about, you know, I got flaked on by just about everybody. Yeah, so I'm fucking with you. Yeah, come on, bro. Yeah, nigga, it's fucking lit, boy. Just, yo, just name the time. Where are we staying? How much is everything going to cost? Send the budget. Send the itinerary. And I did all of that for everything to come crashing down and for literally nobody come with me. So then I took matters into my own hands, like I expressed to you guys, and I went down for Dolly. I don't want to say the name of the company because I don't want to give them free promotion, but I went through a company to procure a rental. Prior to this, I needed to get my transmission fucking replaced. Who knew? It was under warranty, and that's like a $13,000 job, so I'm happy that the warranty took care of that. And because of which, I didn't have a car, so I had to rent a car anyway. So I go to said place where I rent the car from. I'm like, oh, okay, you're going to get a compact vehicle. Just go to Lot 2. I go to Lot 2, and I'm looking at the cars, and I'm like, I can't travel like this for my birthday. I can't go out like this. I'm seeing all kinds of just vehicles that are just swagless. If I'm going to drive around, I need to drive around with some type of style. So I peeked over to the Teslas, and then I peeked over to the VIP Gold Lot. I guess those are the people that use this particular place frequently. I'm like, okay, the Tesla might be a little extreme. Let me go over here. I went over to the other spot, to the VIP area. And I'm looking around. I'm like, yo, this side, they got to be something in here. And I saw it. That all-black Charger, black rims, black fucking seats, black roof, black pedals, nigga, probably black gasoline, black every fang was in that fang. And I said, ooh-wee, these niggas are going to have to charge me more because this car belongs to me. I saw the keys was in that cup holder. I hopped in the vehicle. I showed the lady my receipt, and I vamoosed. Shout out to my man for holding me down, for taking me to get the rental car in the first place. Shout out to you, Brody. You know, I've been doing a great job of not putting people's names in this that don't want to be a part of the show. So, shout out to you. And, you know, at that point, I went home, took a few hours nap, and then at 3 in the morning, it was off to the races. Now, on the way there, I stopped at a friend's house. I was greeted with all kinds of love and, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, bro, I wish I could come with you. And, you know what I'm saying? You already know how it go, bro. This and that. Shit is not clicking. I'm like, all right, brother, it is all good, brother. Head down, did my two-piece. Boom, ga boom, ga boom, 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 boom. I was listening to that song a whole bunch. She makes me think of lightning and skies. Her name, she's sexy. How else is God supposed to write? Shout out to Pharrell. So I'm listening to that song and shit like that. Didn't take no breaks. I went over to the store. I got what I needed. I got my caffeine pills. I got some Red Bull. Just in case the caffeine pills started to subside a little bit. I got some fruit, some homemade sandwiches. Because the key to road trips is you cannot eat heavy. So I don't want no big hero. I'm not trying to eat fried chicken and rice and all that type of shit. Like, the reason why you get tired, quote unquote, the itis, is because your body is fighting to break down all of that sugar. And the fight is so tumultuous that it's causing your body to break down. Like, we cannot have you maintain consciousness and fucking digest this food. So we're going to make the decision for you. We're going to make you incredibly sleepy. We're going to shut your body down just so we can digest this food. And I don't know if either of you guys, or if any of you guys have ever drove a car before, but having your body shut down while you're driving is not the best situation to be in. So because I'm a fucking veteran, I had the salad on deck, you know, the homemade sandwich on deck, chips, candy, water, Red Bull and all that. And I'm in there doing my thing. I get over to my hotel. I see what's happening with the what's happening. Do my due diligence. I hit up the squadron that I had down there. You know, one of the first places that I went, outside of going to a few of my friends' house, say what up to my man's family, my man's, you know, kids and all that, is we went to a spot called Harold's. Now, it was told to me that Harold's is a popular spot in Chicago, and then it branched off and went into the North Carolina area. I was in there. I was in the bar. I had VIP bands. I was doing the thing. You know, maneuvering my shoulders and whatever have you. I was in there with the team. I wish I took a picture of all of us because that was the only night that all of us was there simultaneously. When I say all of us, I mean my North Carolina crew. After which, you know, I had some type of hot honey wing that I can't quite remember because it was my birthday and I must have inhaled 400,000 shots of tequila, give or take. Probably one over or one less. But it was definitely in the 100,000s as far as shots are concerned. But it takes 400 shots to get your boy drunk because I'm a fucking tank. After which, did my thing, went home, got some shut-eye. There was some spot called Homestyle Kitchen that was supposed to have spectacular eats. I went over there. My homegirl texted to me like, yo, this spot looks fucking popping. They got the mac and cheese with the lobster tail with the this, that, the yin-yang, bing-bang. Went there, and them niggas is their ghost kitchen. So, one, they don't have a set time of when they open. And then when they open, it's like 400 hours for you to get your food. It's taking fucking rocket scientists just to order the food because the niggas closing down the website. Didn't even know you can do that. Niggas closing that website, opening the website. I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro. I'm out of here. And then after that, I just went to some spot that's supposed to be like the McDonald's out there. It's called Cookout. You know, it's something very specific to the South I wanted to try. And I mean, I got a little situation. Got their cheeseburger, some fries, Bev, onion rings and such. Yes, I did say fries and onion rings because that was my fat shit that weekend. And I'm cruising around and I'm really seeing North Carolina and all its splendor. And I'm looking at the architecture and I'm looking at how the streets are designed. And I'm looking at the designs of the neighborhoods I'm going through and the freeway and the throughway or whatever the fuck you want to name it. And it came to my mind that Charlotte, Atlanta, and Houston aesthetically look exactly the same. Now, I'm not saying it's the same type of people. I'm not saying there's similar things to do. I'm not saying that it's giving that same type of vibe once you're going into spots because everybody has their own isms when it comes to, you know, something that's very particular. In regards to the state that you're in or the city you're in. But aesthetically, if you're just driving through Charlotte and you're driving through Houston and you're driving through Atlanta, I don't know which one is which, bro, because that shit looks OD the same. And you're speaking to a man that took a worldwide fucking road trip. So if anybody knows his shit, it's me, because I mean, I fuck with this driving shit, bro. Heavy. I'm fucking driving god at this point. But yeah, that's just something that I peeped. Another thing I peeped, as far as like me going into spots, is I believe North Carolina is open carry. And if it is, the security at these spots do a horrendous job of patting you down for the hammer. I could have had a fucking Mac 11 in these lounges I was going to. It didn't make no fucking sense, bro. Niggas was coming through, tapping my underarms, tapping the sides of my jeans, fucking asking me, yo, what's that in your pocket? I said my wallet, and they was like, all right, bro, you good. I could have had something in the sock. I could have had the Glock in the sock, nigga. I could have had the motherfucking 9mm in my trousers. You feel what I'm saying? Well, if I hit niggas with some whatnot in there, what if somebody says something unruly? Yo, you smell like Long Island. Bow! Know what I'm saying? Super deluxe bullets in this nigga chest because he wants to say something unsavory to me. What the fuck you mean I smell like Long Island, nigga? I smell like bagels? I smell like goose poo-poo, nigga? Take this. Ha, ha, ha! You know what I'm saying? But I didn't have it on me. But I could have had it on me. You know what I mean? As that was happening, I was bouncing around. I went to some spot called Recess. It's also called Section. I went to a spot called Stats. Went to a spot called Red 28. And as I was bouncing through all of these spots, it became very clear to me that I need to be on my best behavior. Because hypothetically, I could have the hammer on me. But if these niggas have been here and probably had the same thought that I had, they could have had the hammer on them. And that is a no-go. My ride there was smooth. My ride back was smooth. The hotel room I was in was smooth. You know, I had lemonade galore, juices galore, food galore. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't break my pockets as far as gas is concerned. I was whipping the fucking, what the fuck is that shit called? American Power. You know what I'm saying? American Muscle. I was in the Charger. Owning the road and whatnot. Making sure that, because when you get down south, the speed limit is 70 miles an hour. And I know, even with the speed limit being 70, if I'm doing 130, 140, I'm asking to not only get my license suspended, but to get arrested and to possibly get shot. And I do not enjoy the feel of bullets. I never had the feel of bullets before, but through the rumor mill, I was told it's highly uncomfortable. So I try to evade this at all points. So I'm doing my thing. I saw beautiful women, voluptuous women, homely women, friendly women. And I'm like, look at this. Look at all these black people. Because you have to understand, in Long Island, it's very hard for me to be in a space to where I see a whole bunch of people that look like me in a concentrated area. I mean, you go down there, you go to the grocery store, you see, you know what I mean, you see attractive black people. You go to the mall, you see attractive black people. You go to get something to eat, you see attractive black people. You go to get gas, you see attractive black people. You go to a fucking lounge. I was in a fucking cigar lounge. Niggas had me in a cigar lounge. And when I was in that cigar lounge, not one person, I looked around, not one person was smoking cigars. Niggas had sections, niggas had bottles. So it looks to me that in Charlotte specifically, niggas walk around. I'm like, oh, what is this? Ace Hardware? Let's have a party here. Like, niggas just have parties in obscure spots, and they just send the text out like, yo, we over here. They got bottles, they got hookah, they got bitches. And niggas be like, all right. I was fucking with the Waffle House heavy. Heavy. You understand? I became one with Charlotte. I saw somebody that was wavy in Charlotte. One of my last nights out there. I mean, we in there, me, some people walking to the spot. There's some dude like, yo, come over here. He was in a table of like four women. All the women side-eyeing him, but the way they were side-eyeing him, I thought that was like their uncle or their drunk cousin or whatever. He got up and left after he wasn't getting no play. But in my head, it's not even occurring to me that he's not getting no play. I just thought he was being awkward with his fucking nieces. He was trying to have sex with somebody. And then once he seen that he was about to be ineffective, he just went back and played the bar. Now, me and the homies around these fucking Southern women having beautiful conversation. I'm like, yo, would you look at this? Would you look at the days that have long passed in New York where you can just sit down with a group of women and just talk? Hey, what's going on? What y'all been up to, man? What is life like? What you doing? Where you been doing it at? What you eating? What's your mama name? All these cool things, man. It was really cool, man. Everything that I set out to do for my birthday, I actually did it. I went through with the trip. I saw the people I wanted to see. I did the things I wanted to do. I ate the food I wanted to eat. I got the relaxation that I needed. I got to chill. I showered. Now, I mean, you gotta shower. When you're in a hotel room, you just shower for no reason. You can hop in the shower at 8 a.m. Now it's 9:15. Like, fuck that shit. I'm showering again. You feel me? You got to shower again. Know what I mean? Get your ass up out that bed and go take advantage of that goddamn breakfast. Get a muffin. Croissant. Eggs. Turkey, bacon, turkey sausage. Fruit. Oatmeal. Craisins. Or motherfucking cranberries with the honey. Orange juice, motherfucking grapefruit juice, apple juice, hot peppermint tea, all type of shit was going on. I was down there like, yo, this is how a birthday is supposed to feel, because I've never had an opportunity to travel for my birthday. And the reason why I've never traveled for my birthday, because I always had my friends in mind. Like, oh, you know, let me just do something local. People that want to celebrate me, I'll celebrate with them. Now, we did it for my 21st, 23rd, 25th, 29th, 32nd. Like, all my goddamn birthdays, I'm with these people, but I'm not making no moves. I'm not covering no ground. I'm not putting my fucking feet on foreign soil. I'm not doing shit. So that's why I was gung-ho. Like, yo, listen, if none of you niggas want to come, I will go by myself. And that's the vibe I got going on for the rest of my life. I'm not going to be put in no goddamn box like, all right, I want you to celebrate the way I want you to celebrate. Or why didn't you bring me and all that type of shit. Man, it's my birthday, son. Fall with the wave or I'll holler at you when I get back, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's just the vibe that I'm on. That's the vibration that I'm emitting from my goddamn body. Now we go a week later and niggas start celebrating the God. And I appreciated that. You feel me? We went to some spot in Queens and all that. Homie set it up. Had a goddamn ball. Once again, as opposed to 400,000, I had 500,000 shots of tequila with some Red Bull to keep me afloat. You feel what I'm saying? Things have been beautiful for me, man. I really can't lie to you. Also, if you listen right now, I was on a show called So Shameless, hosted by Tahoe, DJ Trom, and Daja Bell. The three of them that I just named were not there. They are doing this thing to where they are utilizing other content creators to be in their platform to react to clips of them speaking about something. They're putting it on their Patreon. But as a launching pad to introduce this, you know, I believe I'm on there now, and the next episode is going to be coming out on Friday and shit like that. So look out for me there. I also have a show that I recorded with the one and only Niche B. I mean, getting tapped in with Niche B. You know, we had a incredible conversation. And, you know, the great thing about me not writing any interview questions down is very similar to how I see, you know, Jay-Z and Lil Wayne and Jadakiss and Styles P. All these people that claim not to write lyrics, because you rap differently when you can become one with the beat. When you're not trying to find the right words to say and you're writing it down and then you have to run the beat back or whatever. When you can just let the beat flow and everything just coming out your mind and then simultaneously you're spitting it, you're just flowing better because you're coming one with the beat as opposed to forcing yourself on the beat. Same thing with these interview questions. A lot of times you can have a whole bunch of questions written down, but then the conversation might take a left turn. Can you adjust? Are you interesting enough? Are you well-rounded enough to speak on something that the guest might have brought you to that you wasn't really anticipating? So because of this, I just have some type of framework of where I want the conversation to go. But then, I mean, I just roll with the punches, man. We can talk about fucking
flushable wipes. We can talk about cologne. We can talk about the housing crisis of 2008. Wherever you want to go, I will go with you. And Nishby did a great job of going off script and whatever have you. And one thing I recognized is if you just pay attention to the conversation and you let people talk, and you know those points to where you feel like you got cut off and you didn't get to a point, or you feel like you asked a question and the person didn't answer the question, then they'll ask you, yo, what did I ask? Always have that in mind. Like, what was he talking about? Oh, we was talking about this. Yo, before we go on, you know, we got cut off a little bit. I was initially talking about this. Oh. Now the listener is like, damn, nigga, I really wanted to hear that, and you got off script. Don't allow yourself to get off script to where you lose yourself in the conversation, and then the pivotal things that would have made your episode even way more interesting, you just lose in translation. Don't allow that to happen. I have that in my mind, which is why I don't get my sip on as I do these interviews, because I fuck with y'all. Lay listener. Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. I love all my friends. Thank you so much for throwing me that party the week after. I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that I've been having a wonderful March. I appreciate the fact that my New Year's was February 17th, which was my birthday. I appreciate every one of you guys that sent a Cash App for my birthday. And I'll speak to y'all on Friday. Well, you'll hear my voice on Friday because I pre-recorded that shit. But you'll get something nice and hot and fresh out the kitchen on Monday.